thank you very much for the call. Now, first, in relation to the maintenance of our school, we are working very closely with PPID, who are currently ensuring that the work will have commenced on most of our schools already. There has been a challenge with one or two schools in relation to the bid, but they have guaranteed us that the bidders will, or should I say the successful bidders, will work overtime to ensure that our schools are prepared for the reopening of school the first week in September. It is not under the remit of the ministry, but we do work very close to the PPID to ensure that our schools are prepared. In all honesty, it may run into the week of school, and the contractors will ensure that after school hours, whatever additional work that needs to be completed will be done so. But I am quite confident that PPID will do whatever it has to do to ensure that our schools are ready for the reopening.
Delighted to hear on that one. On the others?
Now, we all know as a country that we do not have sufficient space within our schools to accommodate all our children. And when I say all our children, I'm talking about children within the Turks and Caicos Islands. But as a government, we have been quite intentional in terms of providing assistance to our people. Parents who have registered their children into private schools, and they continue to receive that support from the government. So we have continued to look at the availability of space, especially for some of the parents who are transferring from the other family island onto the island of Providenciali. We try to ensure there is a smooth transition from the family island on the island of Providenciali. So we are doing our very best to ensure that we accommodate. We continue. There is a waiting list. And usually, the waiting list does not indicate that the children are not in school. The waiting list is usually an indication that they want to transition from a private school into the government school. But we are doing our very best to accommodate them, and we are taking note of the wait list. And even when it comes to the month of September, we still do our best to try and see how we can accommodate our students. But as a government, as a Minister of Education, we'll continue in our efforts to accommodate our children.